Thank you for turning in to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Up next is a replay of Sunday, October 8th's church service with a message from Pastor Ripley and music from the worship team. God bless.
Amen. I know you guys love each other so much. Keep talking. If we could find a seat this morning. And if you have your Bibles, if you could turn with me to Psalm 122. Psalm 122. That's just after Psalm 121 and just before Psalm 123. I want to remind you this morning that Israel is at war. And if you look behind me, you can see this beautiful Israeli flag. And it represents the state of Israel. And they were attacked yesterday morning by Hamas. And hundreds of Israelis are dead. Hundreds more have been kidnapped and taken back to Gaza. And I just seen some horrendous footage of these Islamic terrorists parading people through the streets, a dead body in the back of a pickup, a woman half naked being paraded through the streets. It's just horrendous. I heard that even some elderly people have been taken hostage. Those who survived the Holocaust, lives disrupted. And, you know, this is not a political statement this morning. This is the fact that we need to be praying for the state of Israel. You know, it's so amazing that they came back as a country. And it's the work of the Lord. But let me just read from Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, which is built as a city joined all together, to which the tribes of Yah go up, a testimony for Israel, to give thanks to the name of Yahweh. For their thrones sit for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. And then verse 6, one verse that many of us are familiar with, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. May peace be within your walls and tranquility within your palaces. For the sake of my brothers and my friends, I will now say, may peace be within you. For the sake of the house of Yahweh our God, I will seek your good. And I go back to verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I want us to stand this morning and we're going to pray for Israel. We're going to pray for the Palestinian civilians as well that are dying, that have no part to play in this situation. We need to pray for them as well. Father, we thank you today, Lord, that you have a plan and a purpose for what's happening in the Middle East right now. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of Israel, Lord. We pray for that tiny state, Lord, that you would minister to the people there, Lord, that have had families die, kidnapped. Lord, we just pray, Father, that you would minister to these people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for many of the Palestinians who have no part to play in these terrorist activities, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would speak to them and minister to them. Some of them are Christians, Lord. Some of them know you. And Lord, I just pray, Father, in the midst of all of this, that your will would come forth in the name of Jesus. Father, we just ask that you would overshadow this situation and circumstance, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just ask that you would help us to continue to pray, Lord, for the Middle East. Father, we just continue to pray for the safety of the people of Israel. So, Father, we just commit these things into your faithful hands this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may remain standing as our worship team leads you today.
Good morning. Well, we're here to praise the Lord and to thank him for all that he's done for us, aren't we? On this Thanksgiving Sunday. Amen. Give him praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Worship you, O God above.
So glad to have my in-laws with me today. And they're visiting from Quebec City, en français, s'il vous plaît. And they have been a blessing to us while they've been here. And I told you last week that I am getting chef-like meals almost on a daily basis. With that en français touch. So it is a blessing, and I send my greetings to my two sons who are in Toronto, the Toronto area, having their Thanksgiving, and then my daughter outside of Portland in a place called Tualatin having her Thanksgiving dinner today, and we pray a blessing upon them and my grandchildren. And I'm sure that many of you have folks that you want to send your Thanksgiving blessings to today. How many have family that are outside of Creston? Let me see your hand today. Wow, that's a lot of people from far and wide across Canada and possibly to other places in the world. We pray this morning that God would bless them and minister to them in the name of Jesus. If you have your Bibles this morning, Psalm 92. Psalm 92, and I want to share for a few moments on remember to give thanks. Remember to give thanks. With all the problems that we face in life, the difficulties that we go through, it's easy to forget the many blessings that God has bestowed upon us. It's awful quiet in here. All the blessings that God has bestowed upon us. Every person in this house this morning, if you're born again, if you know the Lord, you're blessed. You're blessed. There's just no getting around it. And secondly, we live in Canada. And we have the privilege this morning of coming here and not worrying whether we're going to be bombed or whether when we walk out there's going to be snipers outside of the church to take us out. We don't have to worry about any of that. We can come in freedom and in liberty, and we can lift our hands and praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I know we got some things to gripe about. And next week, the title of my sermon is Parental Rights. And I'm going to be talking about the rights that we have according to God's Word to raise our children according to the Scriptures. We have that right as parents today. Psalm 92, verse 1, how great are your works, O Yahweh? A song for the Sabbath day. Verse 1, it is good to give thanks to the Lord. I said it is good to give thanks to the Lord. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. And friends, beside all the material blessings that we have this morning, we have something to thank God for, and that is our salvation. It's easy to take for granted what Christ did for us at Calvary's cross. It's easy to get up in the morning and begin our day and not remember the sacrifice that was made for our salvation, that Jesus died on that cross and shed his blood, that we today are born again. We have been redeemed. Hallelujah. You know, we have the truth in God's Word. I want to thank God for his Word this morning. I want to take a moment in this service, and I want to thank God for the Bible. I want to thank God for the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Every single chapter and every single verse, I want to pause right now, and I want to lift my hands and thank God for his Word. Hallelujah. Every problem that we face in life, every difficulty that we go through, there is an answer for it in God's Word. You know, this is the problem with the school system today, is we've taken God out of the equation. We've taken the Word of God out, and what's left? Nothing. There's nothing to stand on, because Jesus and his Word is the foundation for life. Every day I spend time reading the Bible. I read a New Testament book, and then I read an Old Testament book. And I keep going through the Word of God, whether I feel like it or not. And this morning, I just want to thank God for the truth of his Word in the name of Jesus. You know, it's Satan's desire to keep you from this book. It is good to give thanks to Yahweh and to sing praises to your name. You know, thanksgiving and praise are related in many ways. Thanksgiving is things that God has done for you, and praise is things that God is currently doing for you. We praise him for the things he's doing. We thank him for the things he has done. Hallelujah. And my in-laws are here today, and they were in a windstorm not too long ago. You can translate this for your mom if you want. Do you remember that big windstorm that hit the maritime provinces? And there was so much flooding, actually people died as a result of it. Well, they were in the middle of that storm as it hit, and they were in a trailer. Not a big trailer, not a motorhome, a 19-foot trailer with the hybrid, you know, where the ends pop out. And that trailer was shaking, and the water was rising. And my mother-in-law thought her days were numbered. And she began to ask God to forgive her of all of her sins. I don't know if you've ever had those kind of experiences where you felt so close to death that you just, you know, you don't want anything to hinder. You say, Lord, cleanse me, purify me, wash me. But I want to thank God that no matter how hard the wind blew, no matter how high the water rose, they're here today. I want to thank God that God spared them. Hallelujah. So I can have some good meals. You know what? We don't realize how often God has come to us to save us. I think when we get to heaven and we look back, we're going to see all the situations and circumstances where God came to our aid, even when we did not even recognize it, and saved us. Hallelujah. He was there to bring us out of a pit. He was there to save us from destruction. Those are things to thank God for this morning. I think we should thank God for our husbands and wives. I want to thank God for my wife who's put up with me for 36 years. That should require a standing ovation. No, but turn to your spouse and say, you know, I thank God for you. Maybe not last night, but today I thank God for you. Thank God for your children. Look, Daryl, you got your three children there. Many of you have children here, or maybe they're married and they're somewhere else. We need to thank God for the children that God has so graciously given to us. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Thank God. Thank God for the house or apartment that you're living in. Many people in the world don't even have a shelter. There are people living in our towns and cities, right, Peter, that don't even have a home to live in. They're living out in the streets. Thank God for the car that you have that brought you here to this sanctuary this morning. I mean, there's just so many things to pause and thank God for. It's endless. That's right. It's endless. Verse 2 says, to declare your loving kindness in the morning. You know what? If we got what we deserved, this church would be empty this morning. Come on, let's be honest. If we got what we deserved, there wouldn't be one person in this church today. God could just say, you know what? I'm just going to destroy them all. But the Bible says he declares to us his loving kindness, his tender mercies that are new every morning. Even when we fail, God is there to pick us up when we repent. And when we ask for forgiveness. And your faithfulness by night. How many know you can depend on God? There's a lot of people, even friends, even close friends, that will fail you, betray you. But God never will. It's outside of his character. He will always stand with you through thick and thin, through the most intense trials that you could ever imagine. God is there for you in the name of Jesus. He's loving kindness and his faithfulness by night. What's the response with the 10-stringed lute and with the harp, with resounding music upon the lyre? I will sing praise unto God. You know, this is not a religious thing that we do on a Sunday morning. It's thanksgiving into praise, into worship, to magnify his name, to enter into that intimate place with God, to fellowship with him, praise the Lord, as we are thanking him and praising him and worshiping him. We begin to enter into that intimate place with God, that we begin to know him in the depths. For you, O Yahweh, have made me glad by what you have done. You know, my in-laws went through a lot of tragedies in their lives. You can interpret that. My sister-in-law died in a car accident. Jessica was in that accident. She had brain damage. Their house burnt down where they were living. But you know, one of the things that remained, and I've said it before, is a little Bible, unscathed by the fire. But the Lord is there for us to show us even the smallest blessing can bring joy to our hearts in the name of Jesus. You know, you're going to think I'm absolutely crazy. Maybe you already think that. But I love this town so much. Even when I drive by and I see all the junk in people's backyards, you know what? You're going to think I'm nuts. I still love it. I still love this place. This is a heavenly place. This is a God-blessed place here in Creston. Hallelujah. I lived in Toronto. You know the things that I experienced, the gunshots, the murders, the gang-related activities that took place. Somebody egged my house one time because I called the police as I was walking home because someone was being assaulted. I saw it with my own eyes, somebody being assaulted, called the police. Drive-by shootings. But friends, in the midst of it all, God shows even the smallest blessing to us. It should cause such rejoicing in our hearts. Hallelujah. The plant that grows, the fruit that comes, the sunshine that we're experiencing even today, hallelujah, that is cause for praise and thanksgiving for the things God has done for us. I will sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works! Sometimes, after a lengthy session of griping, God shows us something small. You know, how many remember when your kids were tiny? Come on, how many remember when your kids were tiny? And you're walking along the street, and they stop to look at a caterpillar. They're awestruck by a caterpillar just slowly moving across the sidewalk. Look, Mom. Look, Mom, look. You know what? We need to be like little children and recognize the things that God is doing and has done all around us. And lift our hands and thank God even for the smallest thing. Hallelujah. Because it's His handiwork. Praise the Lord. It's all the handiwork of God. How great are your works, O Yahweh. Your thoughts are very deep. Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, verse 11. And it happened that while he was on the way to Jerusalem, speaking of Christ, he was passing through Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him. You know, in those days, leprosy was something that people just stood away from. No contact. It was looked down upon as a disease. In verse 13, it says, and they raised their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. You know, it seems to me that when people hit rock bottom, when they are going through something that is beyond them, all of a sudden they believe in God. How many know that's true? All of a sudden, they believe in God. And when he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. And it happened that as they were going, they were totally and completely cleansed. Remember, there were 10. Verse 15. Now, one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, you see, people think that they did it. You know what? God shows himself real so many times to people, and they think they did it. No, I'm serious. They think that somehow their ingenuity and their wisdom and their abilities did it. They don't recognize the handiwork of God. They don't recognize that God did it. It wasn't because they were just lucky. It wasn't because their numbers came up, bump, 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 bump. Under the what? A15? It wasn't because of that. Thank you. It wasn't because of that. It was because God was showing mercy. Did you know that God shows his mercy even to unbelievers, even on a daily basis? God showers his blessing not just on the righteous, but the unrighteous. People get spared so many times from things, and they don't recognize that it was the hand of God that protected them. And why did God do that? He wants to show himself real to them. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. He shoots, he scores! Ah! No, this man was shouting because he knew that it was God that healed him. Hallelujah. He knew this was the hand of the miracle working power of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, there's some things worth shouting about. I said there are some things worth shouting about. Yes. Let me say it again. I think there are some things worth shouting about, and it's shouting territory when you know God has done it for you. That's a message saying, shout. And he fell on his face, verse 16, at Christ's feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a high-ranking Jewish authority. No, he was a Samaritan. You know what? People are going to be judged when they get before God because they never took the time to thank him for the things that he did for them. Then Jesus answered in verse 17, were there not 10 cleansed? Were there not 10 cleansed? And yet, only one came back. Where are the 9? Jesus says. Where's the rest? 1 out of 10 came back to thank him. Hallelujah. You know what? I don't think we thank him enough. I'm just going to say that this morning, and I know it's Thanksgiving weekend, but I don't think we thank him enough. We don't really take the time to thank him. All those days that you went to work, he put air in your lungs. All those days that you went to work, God was there to strengthen you and give you the ability to carry on. Doesn't matter how smart we are, we still need God. And how many times has God showed up for us? Are you hearing me this morning? How many times has God, you thought it was all over. You thought that this is it. I'm finished. I'm never going to get myself out of this one. Have you ever been in those situations? I have. How is God going to get me out of this one? But his arm is not shortened that it cannot save. Hallelujah. He reached his hand deep into the pit and he pulled you out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he gave you solid ground to stand on. Friends, let me tell you, that's shouting ground. That's shouting ground this morning. Come on, somebody. This is shouting ground. Someone said, why do people shout? God's not deaf, but he's not nervous either. In verse 18, Was there no one found to turn back to give glory to God except this foreigner? In verse 19, and he said to him, stand up and go. Your faith has saved you. You know, faith is tied to thanksgiving. Woo, that's another message. Faith is tied to thanksgiving because you're not going to thank God for something that you don't believe. And sometimes we thank him in advance before it even happens. Glory to God. I said sometimes we thank him in advance before it even happens. I said sometimes we thank him in advance before it even happens. And that's an act of faith. Praise the Lord. This morning, as we come to the end of this service, we need to take a moment to thank God for all his blessings upon our lives. For all the things that he has done for us. All the situations that God showed up, sometimes unexpectedly. And you knew when the stars aligned that it wasn't because of your horoscope. Notice what I said, horoscope. Hell, Halloween. It was because God was in it. God was orchestrating it. God was putting it together, hallelujah. God was making a way. God was in the middle of your situation and circumstance, and he was showing himself real to you. Praise the Lord. We don't serve a fake God. We serve the eternal one. Praise the Lord. So at the beginning of every day, let's thank him for something. At the end of every day, let's thank him for something. In the middle of every day, let's thank him for something. Thanksgiving takes your eyes off the problem and on to Christ. And it allows God to do his work his way. Will you bow your heads this morning? Father, I just thank you today. Lord, as we come to the end of this service, let there be such a spirit of thanksgiving in our hearts. Lord, as we gather around dinner tables, as we celebrate the things that God has so graciously done for us all across this nation, people are gathering to celebrate Thanksgiving. Let them know, Lord, that many of the blessings they have experienced is because of you. So, Lord, help us in so many ways just to pause and, Lord, give thanks to you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And I have a word for my in-laws this morning. You can interpret it for you. God has given you such a beautiful daughter that loves you so much, cares for you so much, prays for you so much. We need just to give thanks this morning for the beautiful daughter that he's given to you. And I know that you love her. Hallelujah. Christy Ann, God has given you a beautiful mother that loves you and supports you 100%, loves your children almost as God loves them. I just want to tell you that this morning. You have a wonderful mom. And so many others here today. You have husbands and wives and children that love you and care for you. Because it's God that's put it in their hearts. They're special people. In the name of Jesus. I could just name so many. You love your husband so much. You're taking care of him. You're there for him. So many situations and circumstances. God has put it in your heart. We have so much to thank God for today. Can we stand and just give God praise today in thanksgiving? And I want us to just to have the worship team come, and I don't know if they can sing this song, "Thank You, Lord, for Saving My Soul. Thank You, Lord, for Making Me Whole. In the name of Jesus." In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for tuning in and listening. Join us next Sunday at Grace Christian Fellowship. We'd love to see you.